This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
It's Mel Kiper Jr. Mel, we love you. We're thrilled to hear from you. What happened last night? We didn't get the mention. No shout out.
The draft's not over yet. Day two is coming up. But Saturday wouldn't work either, I guess, huh?
Are we a day three show? Are we a round five show to you?
If I go to day three and have to mention, I won't be replaced by Todd McShay on this show. So I got a lot of pressure on me tonight.
Todd.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
And maybe the whipped cream becomes fatty whipped cream, too.
I've never been under this kind of scrutiny and pressure tonight, guys. I got to get it done tonight.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 9 o'clock hour. Big sports weekend. I mean, this is, you got rounds 2 and 3 of the draft. You got Yankees against, I think DeGrom is on the mound tonight for the Rangers, right?
Rangers tonight, DeGrom.
Yeah, I believe so. Mets, of course, huge series against the Braves. And tomorrow night, you got Rangers game 6. And then Sunday, Knicks and Heat game 1 at the Garden. 12:30 pregame right here on 98.7 ESPN.
That's very exciting stuff. I can't wait for Sunday at 1.
I believe RJ is going to the game.
RJ is going to go to the game.
Yeah, he's going to go in on a credential and go to the game.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to the game?
I'm trying.
You're efforting.
Well, I would like to bring one of my children to the game. So we're trying to get tickets to the game.
Alex.
I offered Ben. Ben has baseball hitting. And I said, would you skip hitting for the game? He's like, no.
I love this kid.
And then I said to Alex, I said, you want to go to the game? He's like, of course. So it would be Alex.
Well, hopefully it works out because it's going to be, I mean, the atmosphere is going to be crazy, I would imagine.
One would think.
One would hope.
I mean, Knicks fans, of course it's going to be crazy. They're going to be insane starting game one all the way through the series.
Well, because they can taste the Eastern Conference Finals. They can
you know what I think we have to do at some point during this final hour of the week? Make a prediction for the series.
No.
RJ?
No.
RJ? When you're available, I have a question or two I'd like to ask you. Yes, of course. We need to revisit the round one predictions, and we need to go ahead and start to make our second round selections, of course.
You know, its series aren't over yet.
RJ?
I think we have to predict.
See?
Listen, just right now, just like what comes to your mind. You can do it right now. Go.
Celtics, Sixers. Who do you like?
Celtics.
How many games?
Let's see. I would say Celtics in...
RJ, write this down, would you?
Celtics in 7.
7?
Yep.
All right, I will take the Celtics in... 5 seems too quick. I'll take the Celtics in 6.
Winning in Philly?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else do we have that's locked in? Nuggets and Suns is locked in, right?
That's locked in.
All right, where do you want to go? We're going to differ on this.
Oh, you go first because you're going to take the Nuggets.
I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets in 7.
Denver Nuggets in 7.
Nuggets in 7. I'm telling you, Durant great, Paul good. Their starting lineup is elite. Devin Booker is amazing. When you start to talk about the bench of Phoenix, it's non-existent.
It doesn't exist.
No.
And those guys got to play a ton of minutes. But I'm not going to pick the same thing as you. So I'll go Phoenix in... Did they go all the way? Did they win in Detroit in a game 7?
Or Denver?
Question. I said Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they decide they want to play it.
Maybe like a neutral court kind of game.
That would be first. You know what?
Bring some playoff basketball to Detroit. Why not?
Hey, they miss it so much.
Right.
For so long.
Do them a solid.
I like where you're like, did I say Detroit?
game 7, Nuggets Suns from Detroit. We welcome
yes.
you.
You are looking live.
I don't know why we're in Detroit, but we're here.
Just to give the people of Detroit something to hold on to.
I'm going to say... I won't disrespect Denver because they're a good team.
It could be worse, though. At least we're not Detroit.
I will take Phoenix in 7.
Phoenix in 7. And then we have the Knicks in the Heat. What are you saying?
Knicks in Heat. I'm going to go Knicks in... It's going to be a good series.
Yeah, huh?
I'm going to go all 7s here? I mean, this seems ridiculous.
All right, then don't go seven.
You go first on this one.
I'm going to take the Knicks in seven.
Knicks in seven. So you went 7-7-6?
I went 7-7-6. I think there's a long series. I would actually even almost lean Boston in five. I was very unimpressed with Philadelphia, and I don't think Embiid is healthy. So I like Boston to have their way, but out of respect to Philly, I'll go six. I like the Knicks to win the series. I think it's a long, drawn-out series. I'll take Knicks in seven, yes.
Yeah, see, I agree with you, too. I mean, if you think, even one of the games that they won was the game where Julius lost it a couple times and then heaved up that three and they won. They were 3-1 against them.
But how much does regular season matter when you talk
about postseason basketball? Well, I don't think it does. I think you could maybe look at the matchups, because usually matchups make fights. And if it's not a good matchup for an opposing team, you get a different version of Jimmy Butler, obviously. The point I was trying to make was that even though the Knicks were 3-1, it was a 20-point difference. So they're all close games. And you had the one where he heaved up the three. Yeah, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go Knicks in seven.
So you think this is going to be a hell of a round? You think everything's seven?
Not necessarily. I'm not sure why I went why I went Boston in seven, because I don't totally disagree with you, but I don't know how hurt Embiid really is.
It doesn't seem like he's 100% healthy.
Yeah, but I don't know if he was hurt or it was why would we do anything to risk it, knowing that we can beat Brooklyn regardless.
Do you want to take Detroit to move on at all?
Will there be games in Detroit?
I mean, they're hosting Game 7.
they're hosting the all-important Game 7s.
That happens in the Memorial Cup. The whole city gets that team in the tournament.
So that's what you're thinking about.
Yes.
You're reminiscing back to the days of the Memorial Cup. All right, let's get to the calls. Draft, obviously a big deal. If Mel makes mention tonight, is he back in your good graces?
Better graces. I don't think he's not fully back to being.
So there's nothing he can do then to get all the way back.
I think he's still got some work to do.
So he called today, which is big, makes mention tonight, joins us Monday for the recap.
I think we're closer now.
Okay.
I think there's pressure on him now. Yeah, well, I give him credit. I mean, the fact that he set his alarm to be on with us, I think, is a good first step.
But why do you think he set his alarm for 6:20 and then called us at 7:20, though?
Is there time change in Kansas City, or is it the same time?
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, you're smart.
Of course I'm smart.
I think you're right.
Because he's got a bunch of NFL calls lined up.
That's right. But he deemed our show to have more importance than that. Do you think as he was running through the Giants pick, he thought of us and said, I just can't do it?
No, I think things were going too fast for him. I think he totally forgot. I think McShay being on set screwed him up initially. McShay tried to bully him out of the whole Will McDonald pick. McShay didn't like it at all. And then, of course, you had the whole the Will Levis situation. McShay hates Will Levis. Mel loves Will Levis, and Levis dropped out of the first round.
Why did McShay not like the McDonald pick?
He said that it would have been better to go with Nolan Smith or Kalijah Kancey out of Pitt. If you want, depending on what you wanted, outside or inside pressure.
Uh-huh.
He just thinks that McDonald is a little thin. But Mel likes the fact that he's got such good bend on the edge, was how he put it.
What is Superman's father's name?
Superman's father's name is Jor-El, I think.
I think so, too.
We've done this before.
Well, we got him back here. Jor-El, Superman's dad, is at work, and he's on 98.7 ESPN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Were you named after Superman's father?
I actually was.
Superman's father is Jor-El. Were you really?
Yeah, I'm close enough. Yes, I was. Fun fact.
Oh, wow. Look at that. All right.
Hi. So, first-time caller, by the way.
Yeah, first-time caller, Santiago. We've never done this before. Go ahead.
so we just pulled this one completely out of nowhere then, huh?
Superman's father is Jor-El.
Somebody must have called before, I guess.
Go ahead. Well, apparently Superman's father calls from many different places.
No. I remember exactly what this was. It wasn't, the call wasn't drawn up as Jor-El. You pronounced, it was a Joel or something, and you called, it was Joel, and you called him Jor-El.
Superman's father is Jor-El. It was not Joel, and I said Jor-El.
No, you said Jor-El. You didn't say, you said Jor-El.
All right, go ahead. Jor-El, go, please.
Okay, so I'm not upset with the Banks pick as my Giants fan. I do feel we needed a receiver, but I feel that we got too cute and let them all slip away and then panicked.
No. No, you're not right. You might be sage and wisely being the father of one of the greats to ever walk the earth, but no, you're not right. They love this kid. They wanted him. Now, the two guys I heard they really liked were Flowers and Addison. They were both gone. But you say too cute. And they said they spoke to the Jaguars before the draft about potentially moving up that one spot. I don't see that at all.
Yeah. I think we could have moved up maybe two more spots to pick up Addison. Unless Baker was indeed the guy, then I get it. But if he wasn't the guy, I think we should have moved up to.
Yeah, but you're not. Jarrell, here's the thing. We appreciate the phone call. Like, we had Jordan Renan on yesterday, and we've had Mel on a couple different times. There's no clear-cut stud number one wide receiver.
No.
It was a preference thing. Did you like Flowers? Did you like Addison? Was it Smith and Jigba? Like, who did you like? It went to Smith and Jigba to pick 20 before the receiver started coming off the board.
Which is almost done. You had two running backs before a receiver went in the draft last
right.
night.
Exactly right. So, I mean, listen, they had a couple receivers that they liked. They weren't going to go reach up and start trading draft picks to get them. And then by the time it got to them, they said, our board's getting a little thin. This guy we love. Our defensive coordinator loves him. I mean, I was looking at something during one of the breaks. I think to the thing you saw. So Deontay Banks earned the fourth highest athleticism score of any quarterback prospect over the last decade.
Yes, that's what I was trying to express, and I couldn't really formulate it appropriately.
Yeah, he scored a 98 out of 100.
Right. That's insane.
That's a freak.
But you say you reached or you stretched, but that's not the case. They liked him very much heading into the draft.
I think this was a guy that they were targeting. And
they needed him.
Right, they needed him. It fills a need. And on top of that, from all the people that we've spoken to, I don't know how many guys, like there's no, the guys that we're talking about don't feel like they're going to be a Garrett Wilson or a Justin Jefferson or a Jamar Chase kind of receiver.
No. And if you're so upset about not taking the wide receiver, well, let's just wait till round two ends tonight. I have a feeling the Giants will take either wide receiver or offensive lineman with 57.
Yeah, I think I have the same inclination. There's still some good receivers. I mean, Jalen Hyatt
was projected to go in the first round.
Rasheed Rice from SMU is a good receiver. Like, there's still good receivers.
Where's that kid Mingo from? I've heard good things about him.
Mingo is from...
Is SEC?
RJ, Raymond, where's Mingo from?
Raymond, you must know this.
I was listening to something. Wait,
why?
What was
why are you listening to anything but the show?
It's show related. I'm putting your plays of the week together.
Plays of the week's up for almost an hour.
He's from
making sure I've got a lot for you.
Mississippi State?
Mississippi, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. So I was right, SEC.
Yeah, you're right.
He's supposed to be real good. And then Mel was talking about a guy I'm not familiar with at SMU.
Yeah, I just told you about Reese.
Yeah. So there are guys available.
Yeah, there are guys available. But, I mean, again, you're not talking about a position that we haven't talked about for weeks and weeks and weeks leading up to the draft. Like, it was going to be, well, what positions do we need? We could use a wide receiver, and we definitely need a cornerback. There were a couple wide receivers that they liked. Did they like them enough to start trading up to go get them?
Obviously not.
And giving away draft picks? No. So, I mean, they got to their pick. They felt like there was a chance that, you know, the team that they're going to trade with or someone right behind them also liked Deontay Banks. So they went up a spot and got exactly who they wanted.
I like it.
And now today, it could be if Jalen Hyatt's there or if Rasheed Rice is there or whoever it ends up being. Like, I mean, either you trust your GM or you don't.
And I think you have to.
I have no reason not to trust him, and I'm telling you, I love the fact that Joe Shane leaned on his defensive coordinator. The fact that Wink Martindale, like, that they have this kind of synergy between each other where it's like, hey, what are you looking for?
Right.
I love this guy. He fits perfectly. Okay, then this would be one of the guys that we will target then.
I like it as well. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. We'll get to you, RJ, in a couple of moments. Let's go to Trevor in West Milford. Trevor, you're on 98.7.
Good morning, boys, and happy Friday to you guys. I met you guys about like a month ago on the Chase Bridge at the ESPN suite. I was talking about the Volpe story.
Oh, my baseball player.
Yes, yes. The first thing I want to say is let's go Devils. I mean, what a turnaround for the boys. I mean,
but really why? In the why?
What do you mean why, Dave?
Why?
From going down 0-2, I mean, Lindy making the goalie change to get Schmid in there. I mean, he's standing on his head right now, so... I mean, it's looking good. I mean, we're going to go over to MSG, the world's most quiet library there is.
I mean, you know, what are you doing?
Trevor.
You're trying to become friendly with the show, or are you trying to get banned?
No, Dave, and also I want to say, how about the best GM in football, Howie Roseman, and the Eagles, baby? What a draft last night.
Oh my goodness.
How'd the Super Bowl work out for you there?
Here we go.
No, really.
Come on.
I mean, you know what? You want to play? Let's play. Let's take the gloves right off. Let's go. You know what? The largest lead at halftime in the history of the Super Bowl belongs to who?
And the worst penalty on the last.
You know what? Let me bust out my little violin. You got one Super Bowl. One Super Bowl in the history of the thing.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
One. I got four. You got one. Shut your mouth.
Wow. Don't you regret taking that call now?
Yeah.
I don't think that call was supposed to go that way.
Well, he starts with the Devils, then goes after the Giants and the Eagles. Yeah, Eagles are a good football team.
They had a good day one, though.
They had a great day one.
Seattle had a good day one.
Very well done.
Tell John Mara to use his powers, get Jalen Carter suspended.
Wow. He came right at you.
Yeah, there's a.
Dave's got all his Giants connections.
No, and you know what? Also,
you know he's got a direct line to the people that matter.
I remember that buffoon, and I remember talking to him, and I was very nice to him.
Oh, like, you remember him now?
Oh, I remember him. Yeah, because when we're in person, all he wants to be buddy buddy, and then when he the stars are bright and we're doing the show, now he calls and he takes shots at me and my teams. He's a bad guy. What?
No respect. I mean, there was just clearly no respect for you there.
Zero respect. Zero. Let's go to Dan in Jersey, and then we'll go to RJ for Sim. Dan, good morning. Hopefully you're nicer than that other guy.
Dave, that was bad. Good morning, guys. Shout out to the company.
But, go ahead.
That guy
come
was
on,
clown.
Djibouti Dan. Let's go.
He was a clown is what he was.
So I want to make a quick point about the Rangers before I go into my Giants take, if that's okay with you guys.
Go ahead.
I'm a Rangers fan. I really wanted to take off my jersey. I was watching the draft at a place last night, and I was this close to taking off my jersey. I was disgraced. It was awful.
You're not wrong.
Effort. Panarin stinks. I understand that he's a good player in the regular season, but the moment the lights shine bright, the guy folds. It's awful.
Wow.
I wouldn't go as far as saying stinks, but it would be nice if he showed up for one of these important games, the series. Yes.
Well, if you remember back to last year too.
It was the same conversation until he scored the goal in Game 7.
Right, Jordy wasn't happy.
Nor should he have been.
And the other thing isn't like, and this is probably an anger, Rick. They changed their power play in the first time, and the power play actually looked half decent. They got some decent chances, and then Gallant changes it back. Made no sense.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that. We don't have enough time.
Did you want to touch on the draft quickly, Dan?
Yes. Great pick for the Giants. I understand that people were upset, but that guy's an athletic freak. And the one thing the Giants defense has lacked, especially last year, was athleticism. They get a guy who was a stud in college, and he's going to be a really good corner for years to come. He might be the cornerback steal of the draft.
It's possible. Gonzalez, too, the going 17 feels like it might have been a steal. What I don't understand is you say you understand a lot of people are upset. I don't understand why a lot of people are upset, Rick.
Well, it's if a lot of people, I don't know how many, we had one phone call maybe that we're hoping for a wide receiver, I guess.
Well, I get that. But you know what? Just leave it into the hands of Shane and Dable, and we'll see how this thing plays itself out. All right, RJ, let's go. Stuff you missed.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now,
see ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Busy, busy, busy is the theme. So we get right to it. We've touched on it, but in case you did miss it, Will McDonald was the first-round pick of the Jets at 15 out of Iowa State. Did you know the first Iowa State player drafted in round one since 1973?
Wow. That's a good nugget.
Iowa State came into this year's draft with the longest active drought without a first-round pick amongst the Power 5 schools. And by the way,
reunited with Breece Hall, by the way.
He was. Mm-hmm. College teammates and all 31 players taken last night. Power 5 schools.
Is that right?
That's right. Jets have one pick today, number 43. Giants trade up one pick. They take corner Deontay Banks. To move up that one spot, the Giants send one of their two fifths, which was 160 overall, and one of their three sevenths, which was 240 overall, to the Jaguars. That leaves the Giants with eight more picks to make, including 57 and 89 today.
Dave, I asked RJ this. Did you watch it? Have you happened to see any of the tape on Devin Witherspoon, the corner out of Illinois?
He went fifth, right? That kid?
Dude. Yeah. He is an animal.
He harms people.
Holy moly.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with him. He's going to be good.
He harms people. We'll run through some of the notables of round one. Bryce Young, not a surprise. Number one overall to Carolina. CJ Stroud goes two. And then the Texans trade right back up with Arizona to take
I thought Schefter was like messing up. He's like, and Texas will go three. I was like, wait, they just went two.
Yep, trade right back up with Arizona to take Will Anderson from Alabama. So they go back to back to the Texans. Anthony Richardson goes four to Indianapolis. Bijan Robinson, the running back out of Texas, goes eight to Atlanta. Eagles trade up and get Jalen Carter at number nine. And the surprise, I guess, of the first round, Jahmyr Gibbs, running back out of Alabama, goes 12 to Detroit. Gibbs actually said himself he was shocked that he went 12.
I don't understand, unless you can't trade down, why you would take him 12.
It says, I'm reading something now. It says, according to ESPN's draft predictor, there was over a 99% chance that Gibbs would still have been available at pick number 19.
Right. So why would you take him 12?
They love him. They're in love with him, it says.
I get that. And I'm a fan of when you love some player, go get them. But I think you have to be true to your draft board and true to yourself. And if you...
How about your running back room, too?
So what are the... Okay, I have a prediction. Get it. You ready? Hot take. You
DeAndre
ready?
Swift gets traded.
Kansas City.
Look at you and being with the team, too.
Colin, you're getting confident, aren't you?
Well, no. I mean, how good, how scary would he be there?
Anyone would be there.
Well, who's your source? Who's your source?
I can't tell you that.
Name me names.
Disclose. I won't disclose.
Wow. I think you know.
You do know things. You do know things. One person who did not get drafted is Will Levis, quarterback out of Kentucky. Our buddy Mel Kiper Jr. has him as his best remaining player on the board. Some say Levis's left toe caused him to drop a little bit. Mel mentioned that. He alluded to it. If you missed him on the podcast, check it out. I saw a stat that Levis was shown, I believe, 37 times on camera as he sat in the green room to knock
it. Did you guys feel badly for him?
A little bit.
I did.
Yeah, I did. That's awful.
A little bit. Lamar Jackson got paid right before the draft started. He and the Ravens, 5-year deal, $260 million. Lamar, the highest paid player in the league right now, $52 million on average per year. That is $185 million in guaranteed cash.
Good for him.
DeAndre Hopkins sounds like he's going to remain with the Cardinals, who will not be very good, we assume, after kind of being at the center of a lot of trade speculation.
How long is Kyler Murray out for?
I don't know. They're saying at least, people speculate at least the first few weeks, month of the season.
I can't imagine he's going to rush back.
Yeah.
There's probably no reason to rush back.
Right. New. Rangers lose to the Devils. We've been talking about it throughout the morning. Ugh. Game 6 tomorrow, MSG. Can hear it right here, 98.7 ESPN. 8 p.m. puck drop. The Vegas Golden Knights advance. They take care of Winnipeg. Win that series 4-1. Lightning stay alive. Win over the Leafs. Take
of
that
Toronto.
Of course
they did. That's what the Leafs do.
Oh, they're coming back. You could just feel it. You could feel it. Take that Toronto. They still lead the series 3-2. Game 6, though, in Tampa.
Do you know how many consecutive games Toronto has lost when they can close out the other team?
Ooh, 12.
You're pretty good. 11.
It's been a lot.
It's 11 in a row that they've lost.
Islanders try to stave off elimination tomorrow at UBS.
I thought it was tonight.
Or tonight. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Tonight. I read my notes wrong.
Yeah, just pick your own adventure.
Tonight. It really is.
You have teams playing in other cities. Why can't he change the day of the game?
Yeah, I just thought it would be nice for Detroit to get some playoff
basketball. It would be nice for Detroit. And he thought it would be nice for tomorrow.
How about the Islanders play tomorrow in Detroit?
That's elite. Yeah.
Tell me they'll win and they'll play, play wherever.
Tonight is that game. Yankees double up the Rangers 4-2. Gerrit Cole, fifth win of the year. Had a career-long scoreless streak of 25 and two-thirds innings snapped because a relay throw back to him on a would-be double play ball dropped, said. He was late.
Yeah, he was late getting the first.
And tried to look at the bag. Not great. He leads the AL in strikeouts with 44. Second in the AL in strikeouts, the pitcher the Yankees will see tonight, Jacob DeGrom.
What's he at?
42.
Oh, so he'll pass him tonight.
Aaron Judge left that game with hip discomfort. Not great. We'll call him day-to-day. More testing to come this afternoon. Also this afternoon, Justin Verlander will pitch for AA Binghamton on rehab. Mets top the Nats 9-8. Jeff McNeil, big triple in the eighth. Mets snap a four-game losing streak. Brett Beatty, homered, first ever three-game hit as a Met.
Three-game hit?
Three-hit game.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You're really on the ball today, aren't you?
I think the information's there. The delivery could be better.
I think you're right. Three-game hit.
It looked like a strike.
Right?
Listen, I think it's on the delivery. I take blame.
That was almost as bad as... That was my almost as bad as my...
No.
Seven of eight.
I confused myself.
Five row.
Shohei Ohtani, did you see this? Came to bat in the eighth with a chance to become the first ever player in baseball history to hit for the cycle while pitching in that game.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have been a triple, though. His triple was Fugazi.
But it was scored triple nonetheless. So he comes up in the eighth, and here's what happened.
Ohtani drives one, right center field. Baseball history coming for Shohei, but it's caught at the wall by Esteury Ruiz.
Listen, happens to the best of them. It really does.
But
it
was long fly ball to Castellanos.
Ohtani drilled that ball. He put it to the track. But
that was a good catch.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos.
No. Lastly, Celtics knock out the Hawks. 28-point win, game 6, to put that series away 4-2. Celtics advance, take on the Sixers.
28-point win.
What was the final score?
What?
Are you okay?
RJ.
Oh, 8-point win. Yeah, my notes are
my goodness.
I was going to say, because it was like 6 points a minute left. I was like, wait, it got to 28?
No, it didn't. That would have been quite the rally. It looked like a strike.
Celtics with a 48-point win.
And lastly, and I'm going to stop talking, the College Football Committee confirmed the inaugural 12-team playoff will start next year, the 24th.
You sure about that, or should we double check it?
Nope, that I'm confident of.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not from me. I've gotten a couple tweets. People believe RJ is inebriated.
That'd be something.
That RJ
I have the same
is,
concerns. I'm not going to lie. I have
the
same concerns.
If I were, I would almost take that as an out. I'd say, you know what? I got some stuff going on right now.
But if you're drunk, you can't tell everyone you're drunk. Yeah, I think you get in trouble for that.
Nine in the morning?
Yeah. Sadly.
Maybe he's hungover from last night. He's still drunk.
Okay, hungover, drunk, two different things.
Neither are true. Sadly, just struggling with reading.
Like you said, the information is all there. It's just the delivery.
You know, I can. It's the execution. I can get why coaches say that now. We didn't execute. It was all right there.
But he's not. I mean, Beatty was good last night. Had the big three-game hit, and away we go.
Yeah, I mean, without those games and or hits in the game, you don't win.
You're right. So, but you're not, right? Like, you're fully functional outside of the missteps you're making?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, okay. It's the last hour on Friday, long week.
We figured out the algorithm, kind of, that Rick, around like 8:30 on Fridays is when you break down. I've been taken victim of that. Around 8 o'clock at Friday, that's when the week just breaks down.
That's when it starts
down.
To become too much for you?
It's over the edge, yeah.
All right, it's your last chance to build Rick's ride. I got to be very careful the rest of the show, because if I mess up, then you guys will come for me.
I
actually won't. That was not good for me. I can own that.
RJ won't.
You will.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right, it's presented by All American Ford. Now, Rev up the ESPN New York app and click on the contest tile to vote on the different vehicle options on Rick's 2023 Ford Bronco. Voting ends at 10 o'clock this morning. You have 26 minutes. Vote. Get out there and vote. When All-American Ford will then, at 10 o'clock, 10:01 now, they start to put this thing together and they'll build Rick's ride. Now, one voter is going to be randomly selected to join us in the VIP area at this year's Beach Bash on June 30th. And have a chance to win the car. And it's all brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group, with huge locations throughout New Jersey, in Paramus, in Hackensack, Old Bridge, Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information. So that slide from Judge the other day had like a trickle-down effect on so many things, Rick. That the hand was what we were concerned about. And now we learn that the hip is injured and he's going to miss at least a couple games. And they're going to do further imaging. If you're a Yankees fan, heart in your throat right now?
Yeah, I think you're holding your breath. You're going to hold your breath. Like, you know, I mean, the way he made it sound, when you have the clip there if you want to play it after I'm done talking, is he's downplaying it, obviously. He slid funny. You mentioned the hand, but, I mean, from my own personal experience, that does not feel good. So when you wake up the next morning, he was probably tight, sore, figured he could get through it. And just took a swing where he's like, probably not a great idea to keep this one going. So we shut it down to try to avoid further injury. I think he'll be okay. I don't know.
But we don't know that.
But as a Yankees fan, you better have your fingers, toes, whatever else crossed, because you lose him for an extended period of time.
That's it.
Big trouble.
That's it. You lose him for multiple weeks, you're in an enormous amount of trouble. We talked about what a judgeless outfield would look like. It was what? Hicks.
IKF.
IKF and...
Cordero, probably.
Cordero and Wright. That's awful, is what it is.
It's not what you would expect.
No, it's awful, is what it is. Here is Aaron Judge on the hip injury.
Just a little grab in the hip area. After that head first dive the other night, you know, just kind of the whole right side has been a little locked up. And, you know, it wasn't until, you know, the second to last swing that I had, I kind of felt something grab. And, you know, they kind of thought it'd be best just to kind of shut it down and see how we feel after a couple of days and get back in there.
I mean, he made it sound as if it's absolutely nothing, but I would certainly have reservations.
Yeah, but we know. I mean, we know our bodies, and we know if we did something serious or not. I think it's just it's not even May yet. So, I mean, you heard him say that it kind of – his whole right side was already jacked up a little bit after the slide, and then he felt something grab. So, I mean, he knows how important he is to this team. Can't afford to be stupid right now. There's no reason to be stupid.
No, it makes sense to take the weekend off. I think that makes 100% sense. I'm just saying, if he's going to miss extended period of time, I don't know how if you're the Yankees, you get by.
Yeah, if all of a sudden now you're talking about, you know, something that's going to put him down for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks or something like that. Yeah, then you're in serious trouble, because you don't love what you got coming back. I mean, we were talking about this earlier in the show. Like, I mean, you got Bader when he comes back. I think that's going to be, I mean, that's definitely a positive. That's going to help.
And
I don't know when
Stanton's
coming
too.
Back. Yeah, like, I don't know when Stanton's coming back. And then at third base, you've got Donaldson, but most Yankees fans don't really want him back anyway.
That always makes me laugh. It's like, oh, we're going to get Donaldson back, and he's going to come back. You hate Donaldson. I don't mean you. I mean, like, every Yankees fan listening, almost to a man, here is Donaldson. I'm like, ugh, the last guy I want in the lineup. So you're desperate or wanting him to return? Why?
Because, I mean, because right now, well, you're not. The answer to your question is you're not. But the Yankees look at it as we expected him to have a bounce-back year. He's a Gold Glove caliber third baseman, and he's a veteran guy that you feel like you can trust. And Yankees fans don't feel that way. Yankees fans were done with him. They were done with Hicks. And because of the injuries and everything else, you're seeing a lot more of Hicks than you wanted. And I'm sure Garrett Cole feels the same way.
I'm sure you could tell by that stare that he felt like that last night.
After the play in left field. See, that's the thing, though, because, like, I get what Kay was saying yesterday. You don't have stars behind stars. Would you like a star at every position? Absolutely. But you're not going to – I don't care how much money you have to spend. Like, at a certain point, there's no star sitting on the bench to replace another star in case he gets hurt. You want good, solid players that give you depth. So if some – you know, one of your stars goes out, then that guy can step in for a short period of time, because eventually you'll get exposed because he's not the star player. But for a short period of time, you know, play well, hold down the fort. My response to him would be, yeah, but you're also trying to make sure you're paying stars that have a track record of being available, so you don't have to go to those guys on the bench a lot. And that's not what the Yankees did. Stanton's always hurt. Donaldson is always hurt. Bader has a history of being hurt. The guy you just spent all the money on for your starting rotation to jump in behind Garrett Cole has had a history of being hurt.
Yeah, this is not a surprise. Like, if I would have said to you, Yankees, they've suffered a lot of injuries, and I said, who do you think it is? I mean, it's Stanton, right? It's Donaldson. Like, these are not surprises.
No, they're not surprises.
I mean, Severino. Oh, big, right? Big shock. Luis Severino's hurt again.
Montas, you got him winning. I mean, you got him hurt.
You got him hurt. He was hurt. He's re-hurt. It's a problem. It's a big problem.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Monday is May 1st.
Hence the song.
Yeah. I understood why you played it.
I was actually paying more attention to the talk going around, the chatter on the Twitter right now.
Which is what?
That we need to rename Sim.
To
bleep that RJ missed.
I don't think RJ missed it as much as RJ had trouble getting through it.
There's been some insinuation. I mean, you mentioned drinking. Some people asked if he's been smoking. I mean, there's a lot.
That's rude.
There's a lot going
on. I mean, Ray, he didn't make a mistake. He had like a plethora of mistakes.
Multiple
stuff
mistakes.
You missed. Yeah.
Things happen.
The Celtics with a 28-point win.
What would have to happen for you to actually say, you know what, RJ really screwed up in that segment?
Something extreme.
And you don't
RJ
think that,
does RJ does so much. What happens you have
if
no
you
idea.
Had, what happens if you had Celtics minus nine? Your life saving Celtics minus nine.
I would think if your life savings, Ronnie, you were pretty acutely aware of what happened.
Maybe you got sleepy last night, fourth quarter, Celtics minus nine. You wake up this morning, the first thing you hear is stuff you missed, and your Celtics win by 28. You think, oh, great, that really worked out well for me. Only to then learn they won by eight.
What if they come knocking at your door for your stuff?
What if you bet the over-under on Brett Beatty? Homered, first ever three-game hit as a Met. Yeah.
Here's life savings is on Celtics minus nine. Yeah. You've got bigger problems than RJ screwing up, okay?
How about if you said to yourself, you know what, I feel great. I'm going to take it a plus 1,000 that Brett Beatty goes over 2.5 hits.
Homer, first ever three-game hit as a Met.
And then you learned this morning you had a three-game hit.
And you win.
Get help. That's what I say. Get help.
You're deflecting. RJ, he can't get a play of the week. He hasn't been good enough, I don't think, to earn that, Rick, right?
It's actually better than the cycle, the three-game hit. It's the biggest of all hits.
It's never even been done before.
It's worth three games, that hit.
It didn't even exist a half hour ago.
And why am I the only one that calls him on these shenanigans, too?
I don't think you're the only one that
Rick was just reading all the people on Twitter. What else do you want?
No, but it's like as it's going on live, you're like, Celtics win by 20. And I was like, wait, what? Nobody else says anything.
Well, I think we all have roles in the show.
You feel very comfortable doing such things. Right. That's your role.
Do you understand? If I said the Celtics won by 28, you guys would decapitate me.
You know, you like to say if you go away, this show dies. If RJ goes away, this show
I agree.
Dead on arrival.
I'm
not looking forward to this paternity leave. I want you to understand that.
Can we bring the baby in studio, RJ?
Absolutely not.
Can you think of
strap him to your bosom. Bring him right in.
Get one of those milk devices.
Get one of those Bjorn things.
Say, you know, to breastfeed him. Can you just put like in a baby Bjorn? On your chest?
Just put him on a baby Bjorn right up against you, so he feels the warmth and love that you're going to support
him. Do you understand like the negative energy that you're going to put upon this child with the yelling that takes place in here?
No, we won't yell.
Skin on skin. We'll have fresh bananas.
That's right. We'll mush them up. Feed it to him.
Like fresh homemade baby food.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of positivity here.
You should, okay. Dude, I'm telling you, I've played them. You should see these people.
They take it serious, right?
The round takes like 6 hours.
Finish the story! Oh, my God!
You're very verbose yesterday when I tried to tell that story.
I was trying to accentuate the story, how long
you
it
were,
is.
You were stepping all over me, and then rain. You know what? I got to be more heavy-footed. This is what I have to
do. I don't think
you
have a problem with that. Your story stunk.
No, it did not. It was a good story.
Let's just say what you want to say, which is, Rick, we are equals. Dave is taking back some of the real estate. He views himself as an equal star. Get out
How
of the way.
How could you ever equate me to a man?
Yeah. Dave is a star. Get out of the way.
He doesn't think of me as a star. He thinks of me as just his helper.
Dave wants to run ISO ball. Go stand in the corner. Maybe he'll get the ball.
Yeah. He thinks of me as the Kawhi Leonard of the show.
No. What you did yesterday was, as my caddy, like, I'm about to hit the tee shot, you grab the driver and smack it down the fairway is what you did. That's what you did.
Because I knew you were going to pull left. That's what I knew. You hurt yourself. I didn't want that. Let's go to Ted in the truck. Good morning, sexy Ted. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to talk about the Giants draft. I don't see why anyone would be upset with what the Giants did. They got a physical freak at the cornerback position where we had nobody. And the receivers that are in the second round are not much of a drop-off. Ayat and Downs from UNC, I think, are just as good as anyone in the first round. So I really like what they did, and I trust Shane to make the right decisions. You know, for the first time in a while, I actually trust the Giants to make the right choice. So, whatever they do in the second round, I'm down with it. I hope they take a receiver. But I was not mad last night when they got Banks. The guy is, he's 6 foot something. He runs a 4.3. He's strong. He's tough. I mean, what's not to like?
I agree with you totally. And I was reading Ralph Vacchiano before, who said that Wink Martindale had this as his number one corner.
So perfect.
In the entire draft.
Exactly what you want.
So I really, for the life of me, I do not.
Well, you don't like it because you wanted a wide receiver. Person calls and says they don't like it. And they were legitimate Giants fans. They should also know that they desperately need a corner. So you're just of the opinion that they needed a wide receiver more than if you don't like it.
I think they need a lot. I don't think this is you're not the Jets where it's like, all right, just this one area is I don't want to say desperation, but is ultimately very important.
All right, let's play this game for a second. Let's play this game for a second.
All right. We got to get to plays of the week. And then there's a potential announcement I will make as
well. All right,
in
order of importance, how important is the wide receiver position now?
Very.
Okay, where did the first wide receiver go?
20.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not like, again, if there was a wide receiver that you said it's going to be, have the impact that Garrett Wilson had or Justin Jefferson had, then be mad that they didn't trade up.
I don't know that it exists.
Okay.
Let's just wait and see. RJ, do you want me to read this on air, this ESPN news?
I think it could be a nice touching moment.
All right, we're very excited.
Big news! Jazz hands!
Yeah, this is big. Our promotions director, can we call him that? He's great. Troy Jefferson had baby number two this morning. It's 6:52.
Congratulations.
5 pounds, 7 ounces. Mom and sister Avery are doing great, so that's very exciting. Zoe Lee.
Nice.
So that's great. So congratulations to Troy and his beautiful family. All right, Raymond, let's go.
These.
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby.
I only sit when I pee at home. God bless you.
Are the plays of the week.
All right, bye-bye.
Congrats to Troy and the family. I hope everyone's doing well. Right. You guys, Okay, great. You guys came off an awful big weekend. Big travel plans. Dave went to the Rangers game, and that's about when everything went all wrong for the Rangers. Rick went to Lake Placid, burned his mouth with the pizza. How's that? How is everything going there, Rick?
Mouth is still a mess. Thanks.
Mouth is still a mess.
Yep.
Wow. At least Dave got his socks, so it's all good. Adam in Medford called in with the great gift idea. You guys are getting custom jerseys, which is all of a sudden cool. I get it. That's all good. Tuesday, guess who came into the studio? Debbie. And she had some things.
By the way, my son sends his best.
No.
His name is Brian, but his nickname, Knuckles.
You took the picture with Debbie, so now the meeting with Knuckles does not have to take place. Good for you. Also, we had the epic pineapple in the studio, and Rick played Fruit Ninja with it.
Yeah!
chopped it all up nice and good. We enjoyed the very, very good pineapple.
It was delicious.
A little bit of troubling things with Rick, though, because the repressed, angry, vengeful version of Rick started to come out, and this upcoming NFL season could be a tumultuous one for this particular program. Why does Rick feel this way? Because Aaron Rodgers, finally, the trade happens. He's coming to the Jets. He reveals himself.
I don't need it. I want it.
He comes out to the K Show. We'll see where that's going to go going forward. But, you know, he was feeling away. Rick was. Things like this happened.
You should, dude, okay. I'm telling you, I've played them. You should see these people.
They take it serious, right?
The round takes like 6 hours.
Can I finish the story? Oh, my God.
Just no cares. No cares for anything.
And then you did it today. So
shots taken all around.
I would toss him around the studio.
You would take him like a doll and just toss him.
Yeah. I put one of those Velcro suits on him and I would throw him against the wall.
So that he sticks
looks,
to the wall.
That looks kind of fun, actually.
That does look like a fun thing, doesn't it?
Who's throwing you?
I don't know.
Crane.
It's probably the best shot in the history of the show.
I actually feel bad about that.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
So good.
Thursday.
If your baby gets colic, you don't wonder why.
Knicks finally put the Cavs away and we celebrated.
We are New York!
Now let's try that again.
We are New York! And we love basketball. We're gonna take it all because we're the New York Knicks.
If only we could do chants in unison like that.
Jets.
That's Ira's fault.
At least Ira finished it off. Like, the second things go south, you stop, you quit.
Well, I thought we'd restart it. Ira was like, he's sleeping.
It powered through.
And then, of course, we have the Friday show.
How could you ever equate me to a man? I'm like the sponsor. Go ahead, Ray. You take over.
I'm sorry.
Don't pay attention to me. Halfway into a point, and you
said two words.
You jumped me. Go ahead.
Your name's on the show.
Really, you go.
It's your show.
Is it, though?
RJ's appearance.
Homer, first ever three-game hit as a Met.
And, of course, you could forget Mel Kiper.
But Saturday wouldn't work either, I guess, huh?
Are we a day three show? Are we a round five show to you?
If I go to day three and have to mention, I will be replaced by Todd McShay on this show. So I got a lot of pressure on me tonight.
Get the mention in, Mel. Get it done.
Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg. And
for the love of God, let's go, Rangers.
98.7 ESPN.
Who's throwing you?
I don't know.
Crane.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.